The future of the planned extension of wharves at Auckland's port remains unclear after a meeting of the directors of the council-owned port company. A brief statement issued jointly by the port company and Auckland Council Investments Limited say the issues are complex and talk between the two boards will continue. Well, our Auckland correspondent Todd Nile has been following this one and he's with us. Todd, good morning to you. Now, public opposition to these wharf extensions has been growing, and where are things standing after the meeting?
Well, the port's board had basically been given two options from the council via the agency that manages the council ownership of the port, one of them being to delay this extension of Bledisloe Wharf, or the other one being to justify it with a business case. And the fact that, you know, the fast and simple option would have been if there was a statement saying we've decided to delay the work. That didn't happen. It's a statement saying there's weeks of talking ahead between the port's board and the board of Auckland Council Investments Limited, which is suggesting that it's more likely to be the latter, that they're going to be working on a detailed case to explain back to the council why these wharves need to be extended.
And the pressure then on the council-owned ports company, how much is there to actually halt this work?
Well, council's really been a bit slow off the mark in its ability to test the port on this one. Its initial response was basically, or the majority of councillors, to reluctantly accept that the port had technically acted correctly in getting resource consents for these extensions without making an extra effort to tell the politicians. So it's now demanding via the agency that manages the port for it a much higher level of information about significant port activity. It's also given that agency, ACIL, a bit of a wake-up call for not actively enough managing the council's interests and the city's interests with the port, and demanding a sounder case from the port company, who's basically just said, well, big ships are coming, we need bigger ports. So both ACIL and the Ports of Auckland have had the pressure put on them by the council to do a lot more work on this. There was a strongly worded letter from the council to the agency 10 days ago, basically spelling all that out. We don't know how the letter that then went from ACIL to the port company put that case. Neither of them will release that letter, and neither of them are commenting further beyond a four-sentence statement which came out last night.
And legal action then against the wharf extensions, that is continuing?
Yeah, the lobby group Urban Auckland goes to the High Court next Thursday. It's arguing that there should be a judicial review of the legality of issuing the resource consents for the Bledisloe Wharf work the way they were issued, so that may deliver a shorter-term outcome. But really, it's equally fascinating to watch what will be the outcome of the council for the first time ever in its 4.5 years, really starting to flex its muscle in the relationship with the port company.
Thanks, Todd. That's our Auckland correspondent, Todd Nile, there.